Well, good morning, everybody. I was thinking about an experience I had around Halloween, and I was at the Dollar Tree, because I'm kind of a cheapskate, and let's just say Father Cheapskate was not Father Patient that day, because there was quite a long line, and I don't know what my face looked like, but I'm pretty sure I know what my heart looked like as I was losing my patience there. And this little kid came up who must never have seen a priest before. I was wearing my collar and my cassock. And he goes, remember, it's close to Halloween. He says, so what are you supposed to be? And I had to check myself because I thought, well, heck, I'm supposed to be a priest. And then I kind of explained what that really is and all that. And a nice little kid. And but it was one of those moments where the Lord just kind of came and knocked me over the head. And I believe that God sends messengers to us. Sometimes they take the form of a little kid. Maybe a lot of times they do, as a matter of fact. We're getting ready to celebrate a little kid being born into a stable. But God sends us messengers, and all throughout Advent, we've been listening to story after story after story after story of God sending a messenger. We've heard from the prophet Haggai, the prophet Zephaniah. We've heard from Isaiah, Baruch. We've heard John the Baptist proclaim all of these people being messengers sent by God. We've heard of the angel Gabriel coming to Mary to tell her, to ask her, will you be the mother of God? We've heard Gabriel coming to Joseph a few times. Today we hear of a different visitor, and that is Mary, as she comes to visit Elizabeth. And exactly the beautiful line that I kept thinking about was this: Elizabeth's response after Mary pays her a greeting says, how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? At the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant, John the Baptist, in my womb leaped for joy. There was this just joy that just kind of burst up when God sent a messenger, then the Blessed Mother. Of course, the Blessed Mother has appeared in various places since then. But all these messengers, right, like, God is always sending a message. And I think our job is to just always be open to that message. I don't know if anybody else has ever watched that show. I watched it when I was a little kid, and it was at the tail end of it. It was Third Rock from the Sun. And there was this family, and they were aliens, but they looked like humans. And this one guy, Harry, was in the family. He's kind of an odd duck. They were all odd ducks. But Harry, every now and again, it'd be in the middle of anything, he'd go, incoming message from the big giant's head. And then the message would come. But like, that's supposed to be us, that like we're always alert, and like we might be in the middle of anything and God just sent me a message. You know, like, and that's that. He's sending us messages, you guys, all the time. And this happened to me the other day, was that I was at the penance service at St. Vincent. And we were doing the opening hymn, and the last verse really jumped out at me. And the last verse was, let strife among us be unknown. Let all contention cease. Be His the glory that we seek, and ours His holy peace. And I'm going, that just knocked me over. I sang the other three verses, And nothing touched me, but that one, man. And so later in the day, I just kind of like had to process with the Lord, why did that hit me that way? I came up with some answers that I won't share. But it was just like, God sends us a message. And He's, so here's the thing that I recommend more than anything. At the end of your day, every day, without fail, whether you're in middle school, high school, elementary school, college, welcome home. We're happy that you're here, by the way, college people. And adults, whatever you are, at the end of your day, you take a moment to thank the Lord. But then you just say, like, what was one thing from today that stands out above the other things? Maybe it was a kid that came to talk to you at the Dollar Tree. Maybe it was a verse in a song. Maybe it was a bumper sticker that you saw. Maybe it's something that your kid said to you. Maybe, who knows? But God is always sending us messages. And we've got to be attuned to those. Otherwise, they go right over us. And then it's like, The second reading here, I love it. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Twice the book of Hebrews quotes Jesus as saying that. I am here to do your will, Almighty God. And when God sends us a message, we've got to take it in, say, Lord, why did you send me that message? What do you want me to do? I am here to do your holy will. And whatever message you send me, I'll do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.